Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn. O come, O come, thou Lord of might,
who to thy tribes on Sinai's height
in ancient times did give the law,
in cloud and majesty and awe.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 27. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God now and forever. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me.
The word today comes from Luke 1, verses 5 through 17. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once when he was serving as priest before God, and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people were praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announce, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Wesley Branch Rickey. Not all saints serve Christ as monastics or clergy. Wesley Branch Rickey reminds us of the power all Christians share to change the world if they live out the gospel in their own situations. He was born in Ohio on December 20th, 1881, to parents who named him after the founder of their Methodist faith. From the beginning, Ricky's life combined a deep religious nature, a searching intellect, and a passionate love of baseball. To support himself during his legal studies at Ohio Wesleyan, Ricky coached the school's baseball team. Once while traveling, the team stopped in a hotel for the evening where the hotel staff would not let Ricky's star player, an African-American catcher named Charlie Thomas, register for a room. Ricky invited Thomas to share his room. The effect of the country's pervasive racism haunted Ricky until he made his contribution to civil rights. That contribution came years later when Ricky was general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. There, he began to search for an African-American athlete with whom he could begin integration of the white baseball world. By 1945, Ricky had chosen Jack Robinson, a talented Negro League player whose baseball skills were matched by his desire for justice and immense inner strength. Together, Ricky and Robinson partnered to bring equality to baseball players, regardless of their skin color. Although Robinson bore the brunt of the ugly attacks on integrated baseball, the two men and their families supported one another during their struggle for equal rights. The Collect, Wesley Branch Ricky. Purify us with your holy fire, O God, and send us prophets in our day, like Wesley Branch Ricky, whose voice called for cleansing and honesty. Turn our hearts toward others in repentance. Refine our devotion and service to be pleasing to you as when we first loved you. For your mercy, we revere you. Through Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For a sick person, O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in this time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants for whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy, comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of the enemy and give them patience under their affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe. And to your glory, and grant that finally they may dwell with you in life everlasting through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayer for times of conflict. O God, you have bound us together in a common life. Help us in the midst of our struggles for justice and truth to confront one another without hatred or bitterness and to work together with mutual forbearance and respect. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Prayer for social service. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be served, but to serve, bless all who, following in his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the love of him who laid down his life for us. Your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the Week. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please repeat the Lord's Prayer with us. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.